to stay separate. And when there's trust, there'll be trees. When we fuck, we'll hear beats.
Oh, This is a Cosmic Chill Area 54 takeover, ladies and gentlemen.
Go home. Kulayat.
Going back in time a little bit there, a little old, little new for you. Thievery Corporation off the album Sounds from the Thievery Hi-Fi. That was a song that was called Interlude. And a lot of great dub tracks on the on that Thievery Corporation album. They're actually just have just finished up some studio stuff and polishing up their stuff, and we should see a new Thievery Corporation album this year. Chad Valley before that did a song called Now That I'm Real off the album Equatorial Equivox. Odessa.
Ultravox.
I always say that. All we need
Equinox.
Is
that. Whatever. I'm sorry. It's Ultravox, isn't it, or is it Equinox?
I can't remember now.
We don't have it lying here. Jeez. Yeah,
I don't think it's Ultravox, but maybe.
That's my favorite band from the '80s, dude.
Odessa now is your favorite band that is, you know,
from the '80s.
Yeah. All we need is the name of that track from Odessa, a song that was featuring Shy Girls, and that was the Beat Connection remix of that song. Yumi Zuma from New Zealand did a song called The Bray, and that's off of EP 1 and 2. O Land before that did Head Up High. That was the Ms. Mister remix. And we start off the whole set with an old one. Godfather of trip hop, practically, I would say. Tricky. Better known in the early days as lead singer of Massive Attack.
I don't know if he was ever lead singer for them, right?
Yeah,
it was like he spoken was word bits that he with he his raspy
there.
Voice.
He was definitely there. He was with their main. He had their main sound down for sure. Max and Quay. He comes out with his own album called Max and Quay, and that was a track called Overcome. Really good album though. Great trip hop album there. If you like that trip hop sound.
Yeah, this classic album. Definitely one of those albums that you have to have in your archives, don't you think?
I think so. Yeah. Yep.
The new album from Yumi Zuma, they released an EP or some singles, and then they released some more, and then they just combined them all, and now it's called EP 1 and 2. You can get all their singles that they finally released. It basically is a full-length album, but you do have to get EP 1 and 2. Nice way of doing that.
It's smart.
It's marketing, too.
It is.
Maybe. I don't know. Nowadays, you don't even have to release albums, just release singles.
It's good enough stuff, though. Yumi Zuma is good enough stuff that I'm sure they're successful at it.
Oh yeah, they sound great. All right, we got more music. We're gonna go to a band called Pheromone, but Pheromone.
Yeah,
song's called Flossy. It's Tim Mike with the Area 54.